It goes very long day. It won't be very long. It will be very short at the end. So we continue with our, see, the figures. We are talking about the 19 sobhana sadharana, see, the figure. And we come to page 79. There is sati, sati. So you please look at your manual book. Sati is mindful of things that are taking place. The chief characteristic is not floating away. There is not to let things go unnoticed. When one is not mindful enough, one does not remember what one sees or knows or hears. It is like empty pots and pumpkins floating away on the water current. So sti, we just translate as mindful, mindfulness. So if you are mindful of the things that are going on, so we say you have sati, you are mindful of. But remember, since sati belongs to the sobhana, no? Sobhana, see the seekers, it will associate only with sobhana chitta. So only when you are having beautiful chitta or beautiful thoughts, only then sati will associate with your mind. So when we say mindfulness, no, it is mindfulness of meritorious deeds. So to be mindful of meritorious deeds. But if you are mindful, like you are moving your hand, you are moving your legs. So if you are mindful of everything, actually at that time, your mind is kusala chitta, no? Okay? Because you can, no, you can reason, like you are mindful, you are knowing that you are moving your hand. You are about to move and you are moving your hand. So during that time, your mind is free from lobha, dosa, moha. So it is free from lobha, dosa, moha. You can say it is kusala chitta. So in indriya samvara sila, we have to be mindful of every thought, every action, etc. So that is mindfulness. So it does not mean that if you remember your sweetheart or your lover, it is not mindfulness. It's just remember. You remember that it's not mindfulness. So it should be, you should be mindful of the whole something. Only then you get mindfulness. And this mindfulness is very, very important, no, to develop kusala chitta. So, no, to get kusala kamma, this mindfulness is most important, actually. So we say sadha is the most precious, no, treasure, we say yesterday. Though you have sadha, and if you enjoy with your friends, you are enjoying the sense pleasures, at that time, no meritorious deeds. So only when you are mindful of meritorious deeds, you are developing kusala kamma. No, in that case, sati is very important. No, sati is very important. And if you are not mindful enough, then you may forget where you keep your keys, no, where you keep your pass. Now you have to look for it. That means you are not mindful of that. And if you are not mindful of what I am speaking, so after 6 hours lectures, and you go back, and your wife or your husband asks you, what Dr. Mon teach you? Oh, he taught us a lot of things. Please tell me something. Oh, I forgot it. So that's what he means. Like pots and pumpkin floating in the current. So, you know, what we teach, it enters the right ear and it leaves from the left ear. So nothing to remain. So that means what pots and pumpkin, you know, float along the current. So this mindfulness is very important in meditation. So in meditation, mindfulness is the most important thing. So we compare mindfulness with the gatekeeper. No, the gatekeeper. You know the gatekeeper. No, he has to be watchful so that no scoundrel, no, would enter the city. The same thing, you have to place mindfulness on your six doors, the six sense doors. No, the idea, the nose. And whenever sense object appear in it, you have to be mindful of that. If you see something, you just, you just know seeing. If you hear something, you just know hearing. So in meditation, we'll do that. And of course, in everyday life, if you can be mindful, then you can develop kusala chaitas most of the time. So then we can go to the next. Number three is hidri. Now, hidri is moral shame, we say. You are shameful to perform immoral deeds. So it is the opposite of ahirika. So in the akusala chaita, we say ahirika there. So ahirika is moral shamelessness. You are not ashamed to perform immoral deeds. And hiri opposes it. So hiri, you feel ashamed to do the immoral deeds because immoral deeds will bring the bad result. And they are low, wicked, and they are blamed by the wise. So you feel ashamed to do it. So if you have theory, then you can avoid immoral deeds. The same thing, its companion is ottapa. Ottapa. Ottapa is the moral dread or fear to do evil. So this theory and ottapa will guard you, will prevent you, will protect you from committing immoral actions. So we call this two as the guardian of the world. So at the last paragraph of Ottapa, you will see there in the last line, Hiri and Ottapa are known as Loka Pala Dhamma. Loka Pala Dhamma, that means the guardians of the world. Now that means even when civilization degrades, and the people become very rude. Now, when you have very low civilization, even at that time, this Hiri and Ottapa, they will differentiate man from beast. They will prevent the misconduct, like not having sex between father and daughter, and between son and mother. That is common in the animal world. But Hiri Ottapa will prevent it. Will prevent it in the human world. So because of that, we call Hiri Ottapa as the guardian of the world. And incidentally, the Sadha, Hiri, Ottapa, these three are included among the seven precious treasures of upright persons. The upright person. And so for upright persons, you must have Hiri Ottapa. And that Hiri Ottapa is essential to observe morality, the moral precepts, diligently. So, you can keep your moral precepts only if you have Hiri and Ottapa. So they are our treasure, the treasure of the upright person. Then we go to number five, Alopa. So when we say Alopa, you just understand this to be the opposite of Lopa. So we say Lopa has two characteristics. Yesterday we say, what are they? The two characteristics of lobha, craving and attachment. So alobha would be non-craving and non-attachment. So when you come in contact with a sense object, so lobha will crave for it, will get attached to it. So with alobha, it will not crave for the sense pleasure and it will not get attached to them. So we say like raindrops falling on lotus leaves. When raindrops fall on lotus leaves, they don't stick to the leaves. They just fall off. The same thing with this alopa. When you come in contact with sense pleasure, you don't get attached to them. They just fall off from you. So you are always free. So this alopa, when you are not attached to the sense object and to the wealth that you possess, you can give away. So, Lotha, will keep your wealth with you. You embrace them, you don't want to give them. So it prevents dana. Actually, the two things that prevent dana, not almsgiving, is Lopa and Macharya. Remember, yesterday we say Macharya is stinginess. You are so like a miser, you are very stingy, so you cannot give away. And Lopa also prevents you from giving away. And this Alopa, it's generosity, we say. It's generosity. So you can give away. No? You can give away money in donation. You can give away money to help others. So it is a very, very beautiful quality of the mind. No? This alopa. So you can cultivate, no? This alopa. We cultivate alopa by donation. No? Try to give donation. Because this donation, no, will bring very, very great result. So don't be you lose because you have to give it. No, actually you are investing it. No, you are investing it. No, you are planting the seed of merit. You are planting the seed of merit. You will reap a very big crop from that. So try to get away. So by that we can do a lot of this alopa. And the next one is adosa. That is number six is adosa. So again, adosa is the opposite of dosa. So we say dosa, no? Anger, hatred, ill will. So when you come to adosa, it is the opposite of anger and hatred. So the opposite of anger and hatred is actually loving kindness. No? Adosa also stands for loving kindness. The most beautiful quality of human beings, the loving kindness. No? In every religion, they admire the loving kindness. No? It is adosa. And we say dosa is very destructive. The most destructive element in the world, we say. It is rough. No? Rough and violent. Dosa is rough and violent. So when you get to adosa, it is very mild and gentle. No? So all your behavior is always mild and gentle. No? You are not rude, you are not violent, and you are not destructive. That means you don't destroy living beings. No, so if even people come and insult you, you can forbear, you can tolerate, no, with this adosa. So adosa, no, stands for the forbearance or tolerance, and also it stands for loving kindness. So these two are very, very beautiful, no, qualities. So we develop adosa by observing moral precepts. No, you take the five precepts just now. So after taking the five precepts, you will acquire merit only if you observe them. So if mosquito bites you, if you smash, your merit is gone. So, no, when the mosquito bites you, so the dosa wants to kill it. No, it is the dosa that wants to kill it. But our dosa, it's the forbearance. You forgive it. No, you forgive him. You say, oh, he must be very hungry. Just he come to take just one drop of blood from me. Well, I will give him my one drop. So that means, no, it is the greatest donation. If you can take just one drop of blood, it is equivalent to like donating $1 million, just one drop of blood. Now you can say, now you have enough of my blood now. Now you better go. So you just better go. No? So there is forbearance and forgiveness. And of course, forgiveness is one of the most beautiful qualities in every religion. Like in Christianity, they say forgiveness is divine. No? Forgiveness is divine. Divineness is the quality of the God. It is just like the God, the quality of the God. So if you can forgive, no? And you will be noble, very, very noble like God. So it is very beautiful. Alopa adosa. And the next one is Tatra Majjataka. No? On page 81, near the bottom, number 7 is Tatra Majjataka. So the chief characteristic of Tatra Majjataka is impartial view of objects. That is keeping in the middle of all things. So we compare it to a charioteer who drives two horses to run at equal pace. So, no, this Tatra Majjataka. So we compare the charioteer. So this man, no, he has to drive the two horses so that they will run at equal pace. So if one is behind, one is ahead, then he had to push the one behind to run a little faster so they can run at equal pace. Now, when the two are running at equal pace, What has he to do, that charioteer? What has he to do now? Nothing. You just sit on the third day, and you just without any. So you can, you are not concerned and with anymore. So you have the free will. So that is tatramachatada, they say. No, so the tatramachatada, its function is to coordinate all the citta and jiva figures to walk together. No, when one citta arises, no, it is accompanied by many citta figures. So this tatramachatada, it regulates this citta and jiva figures so that they walk hand in hand. Just like a charioteer keep the horses, to run at equal pace. So the same thing, it organized and regulate, So it is like the chairman of a comedy, So it regulates all the people, the participants, to talk, to have equal chance to talk. The same thing. So that is tatramachatada. And we say, when that tatramachatada, like when the charioteer has nothing to do, has nothing to worry. So at that time, we say tatramachatada is upekha. Now upekha is the state of equanimity at the last line. At the last line of the page 81. Well, we can read the second paragraph of the tatramachatada. So we can read together. It is compared to a charioteer who drives two horses to run at equal pace. It also acts like the chairman of a meeting, giving equal chance to its associates to act. It balances the chaser and the mental concomitants to function together at equal pace, preventing any excessiveness or deficiency. So that is its function. Now, in the sense of equanimity, it is mostly known as upekha. So this upekha is not the same as the upekha we have seen in the chitta. So this upekha is neutral feeling. So this is nothing to do with the feeling. It is not the sensation. So this upekha means equanimity, the well-balanced state of your mind. Your mind becomes very, very balanced. No, it's not upset by anything. So there is equanimity. And you can look on page 82. This upekha is the stage of the middle between karuna, compassion, and mudita, sympathetic joy. So it is this upekha tatramachatada. So you can leave that. That is a little higher there. We also call it bodhicitta. No, it is one factor of the Mecca. So it is a very important thing. Now, we say it is the state in the middle, especially the state between karuna and mudita. Karuna is compassion. Mudita is sympathetic joy. So we say upekha is something between the two. It's something between the two of them. So how is that? So in compassion, when you see a miserable being, you develop compassion towards it. So when you get compassion, this is very terrible. He is miserable. So I should know, it's very pitiful. So when you feel pity for a miserable being, so your mind is a little retarded at that time. Now when you have sympathetic joy, to say amen, he is very prosperous. So you are glad about it. I'm so glad that you are so prosperous now. So at that time, your mind is elevated at that time. So in the case of upekha, so you keep your mind unshaken, just like a big rock mountain. It's not shaken by any situation. So when you see a miserable being, you don't see compassion. So you just say, he is miserable because of his bad karma. Because of his bad karma. And then when you see that prosperous person, you don't get joyful of that. You just say, oh, he's prosperous because he has good karma. He has good karma. So in life, you always have, you know, we say loka dhamma. There are times when you receive gain, and sometimes you met losses. Well, sometimes people will praise you, and sometimes the people will blame you, and sometimes you will enjoy riches, and sometimes you will come across poverty. Whatever condition you met with, oh, it is just my karma. It's just my karma. That's true. It is your karma. So you keep your mind undisturbed, and there's equanimity. So if you see in that way, it's very beautiful. No, it's very beautiful, this upika. So we have four divine qualities. No, we call sublime or divine qualities. And you know this four? No, the divine qualities, what are they? Mitta, karuna, mudita, upika. No, these four. So mitta is represented by adosa. So do you remember? This adosa, you should take it as mitta also. And you have karuna here, mudita here. Now you have upika in the name of tatra majjhadada. So these are the four citta-sika. So, no, we can. So just stop here. I think you understand what is meant by upika now. Then we can go to the 8 and 9. Kaya pasati and citta pasati. So here we say kaya does not mean body. So many of you, no, come to ask me, no, isn't kaya means body? That's what you know. What do they know? Our kaya is our body. So kaya in Pali, actually it means a group. It means a group. No, we call this body is a group of the bodily organs. No, it is a group of the head, the hands, no, and the legs. So all this, no, combination, that is kaya, this combination you call the body. So kaya does not literally mean body, it just means the group. So since we are talking about chetasika, so here kaya should be taken as a group of chetasika, no, group of chetasika. Now pasaji means tranquility, tranquility, no, calmness, quietude, and serenity. I think the tranquility would be quite good enough. So when we say citta pasati, it is the tranquility of the citta. No, so this citta sika, it brings tranquility of the citta. And we have another one, kaya pasati, kaya pasati. So that means tranquility of mental concomitance. So, no, this citta sika, they make both the citta and citta sika to be tranquil, calm, quiet, no, and peaceful. So this is the pasati. Now the next one, we can go to 10 and 11. Kaya lahuta, citta lahuta. So lahuta is lightness or buoyancy or agility. So it suppresses the heaviness of the mental concomitance, and it's the chief characteristic of kaya lahuta. Suppressing the heaviness of the citta is the chief characteristic of citta lahuta. It is the laying down of the heavy burden. So, well, you just note lahuta is lightness. So when you say kaya lahuta, well, it means the lightness of the citta seeker. So the citta seekers are the buoyant, they are light, no, in that form. The same thing when you say citta lahuta, that means the lightness of the mind, the lightness of the citta. So this two lahuta citta seeker, they make your mind to be light. No, you feel very light. Sometimes you feel lazy. When you feel lazy, you find that your mind is very heavy. No, you don't want to do anything, something like that. And in Myanmar, we also have that vocabulary. We say, oh, sick lady, no, sick lady, we say. Sick is in Myanmar, we use citta, we call sick. Lady, oh, my mind is very heavy, my mind is very heavy, we just say. No, and so it is heavy because of, no, so this lahuta will take away or drive away that happiness. And 12 and 13, kaya mudita, citta mudita. Now we can read that paragraph. We still to the seekers refer to the elasticity of mental concomitants and the elasticity of consciousness respectively. They remove the stiffness in mind caused by immoral chaser seekers such as deity, their false view, and mana, conceit. So this deity and conceit can make your mind very stiff, no? Very stiff. So when your mind is stiff, when your body is stiff, no, you, it is not comfortable to live, no, with a stiff body or samsa. So when you can drive away the stiffness, so you can live very, very comfortably. So the same thing is kaya mudita, citta mudita. No, they drive away the stiffness from the mind. So the mind becomes very pliable or elastic. No, when elastic, you can keep it at any position you like. So you feel very comfortable. So now all these qualities, no, are very good. So they keep the mind to be very, very, no, in good position. Then we can go to 14th 50. So kaya kamanyata and citta kamanyata. Again, let's read. These two citta seekers refer to the adaptability of mental concomitants and consciousness and the goodness in carrying out their duty. Their chief characteristic is the suppression of unserviceableness or the unlockableness of citta and its concomitants. So, no, our mind is very, very wonderful. No, you can train it so that it becomes, no, very skillful in walking, and skillful in walking. No, like, no, if you visit a biscuit factory, no, like in some of Myanmar biscuit factories, no, so the factory produces the biscuits. It is the women who have to pack them. No, they pack them with their hands. So since they are doing the job so many times, no, if you look at them, oh, it is amazing, no, the rate they can do it very, very quickly. No, so they, from the heap of biscuit, if they take with their hand, so it is supposed to be 20, exactly 20, they will get it. So they keep in the wrapping paper there, no, and they go very quickly, no, they can produce it very quick. The same thing if you go to the candle factory. No, so this candle, they are packing 32 candles in a pack. So these people, no, they take the candle, no, they can hold it with their hand. They don't need to count them exactly 32. So they just wrap them quickly. And the same thing with the tennis player and the badminton player. No, as you, no, train yourself, you become more and more skillful. No, so you can move your hands so very, very skillfully. All this has to do with kaya kamanyata and citta kamanyata. No, because this is the mind that brings about this action. So you can be very skillful because your mind can do that. So if you are performing meditation, deep paralysis, meditation or anything, if you do it, you know, regularly, you become skillful in that. You can perform it very, very smoothly, not without any fault. So there is kaya kamanyata and citta kamanyata. And 16 and 17, we say kaya padgunyata and citta padgunyata. They refer to the proficiency or skillfulness of mental concomitants and consciousness in doing their work. Their chief characteristic is the suppression of sickness in the mental concomitants and the consciousness. So these two are very similar, the kamyata and the pagunyata. So when you become very proficient, so we call it pagunyata. Now the last two on page 84, what are they? Kayut chukata, chaitut chukata. Please read. They refer to the uprightness or straightness in the mental concomitants in the consciousness, respectively. Thus, they are opposed to crookedness, deception, and craftiness due to illusion or deceit, maya, and treachery, satya. So, this maya, satya, no, these are the two qualities of lopa. No, this maya, satya, they are the qualities of the lopa. So, we say maya is deceit. No, maya is deceit. And it is in the sense, no, you form some wrong action. You are guilty. No, you are guilty. You offended something. But you behave as if you are not faulty. You are innocent. You behave like you are innocent. So that is called deceit. And that, no, treachery, satya, means you pretend to possess the qualities, the virtues, that you don't really, no, you don't really possess. Like you don't possess jhana, but you speak and you behave as if you don't possess jhana. So the people would look high of you, and they would make much of their property to you. No, so, no, possess jhana. So the people would look high of you, and they would make much of their property to you. No, so this maya, satya, and like the crookedness, no, other things. So these are the bad qualities. So this ujjukata, they drive this away. So they keep your mind straightforward and upright. No, so ujjukata is a very good quality again. Now, we can go to the next group. We call viruddhi chidasika. Viruddhi means abstinence. So we also call them the abstinences. So abstinence means you abstain from immoral deeds. No, so they are concerned with the abstaining from immoral deeds. You will see below. Okay, we can read. The three viruddhi chidasikas are known as the sila maggangas, morality components of the birth. They constitute the sila sikha, morality kidney, which is the foundation of the noble eightfold birth. They are samma vacha, right speech, samma kammanta, the right action, and samma ajiva, the right livelihood. So, you are familiar with the noble path? No, we say the eightfold noble path. We say the eightfold because it contains eight, no, constituents, eight factors. And among the eight factors, these are three. No, samma vacha, samma kammanta, samma ajiva. They are the three factors of the path that constitute the training of morality, sila sikha. No, so this concern with morality. Now we explain in further detail below. Samma vacha, the right speech, is fourfold. There is musa vada, lying; isuma vacha, slandering; prusa vacha, harsh speech, no, or abusive speech; and samplaplapa, frivolous talk or vain talk. So, no, these are immoral, the Buddha said. No, these speeches are immoral. No, immoral. Why it is immoral? It hurts someone, and it also hurts you. No, like using that, no, the talking vainly, frivolous talk. It's harmless, that's what people think. So most people, no, they spend a lot of their time just talking. No, talking and talking, talking about the actors, actresses, about other people. No, about the actors, actresses, about other people. No, so in every place, especially in Myanmar also, no, we spend a lot of time. We have much free time. No, we have much free time. So we can, you know, we can engage in the talking about that person, and they, the people, both the women and the men, seem to enjoy very much. No, they spend most of their time just, you know, speaking like that. Of course, it is very enjoyable. It's very enjoyable. No, so you say it's like, oh, it's good. No, you enjoy it. But the Buddha said, no, it is immoral. It is immoral. No, so sometimes we cannot understand why it is immoral. But when you are talking about like the actors and the actresses, you don't know these facts exactly. So some of what you said may not be true. So if they are not true, they are false speech. So false speech would be, it is not moral, it is immoral. So it will hurt the virtue of that person. So it is not good. And another thing, when you are engaged in this particular talk, at that time you are heedless, we say, heedless of meritorious deeds. You forget meritorious deeds. No sati, mindfulness at that time. No mindfulness. So you are having only agusla citta while you are talking doingly. Now you are not doing just agusla citta, some of them lokha mula. If you want to scorn other people, it will be dosa mula citta. So you are just accumulating immoral karma. So in that sense, you are also having immoral karma, and you also make others who get immoral karma. So in that case, it's very heinous deed. So it is not good. It's very nice. No, it's very nice. So we should avoid from that. So samavacha is avoiding or abstaining from talking these four kinds of improper speech. So when you come to a situation, that is you want to lie, you want to lie, but you don't lie, you don't lie and you talk the truth. So we say at that time, samavacha associates with your mind, associates with your mind. So the people are engaged in frivolous talk, so you want to get in and join them, but you keep away from them. You keep away from them, so again it is samavacha. Okay? Now, samakamanta on page 85, it is the right action. Now here it means the bodily action, which is abstinence from panatipata killing, adhina dhana stealing, kamesu michachara sexual misconduct. Again, when one is in the situation about to commit one of these immoral actions, and one abstains from committing it, then one acquires samakamanta at the moment of abstinence. So actually, though we observe the five moral precepts, so while we observe the five moral precepts, so we make the vow, the determination, that we abide by this five moral precepts. We will abstain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, etc. So at that time you are having good intention. So while you are taking the precepts, you are having kusala citta at that time. So you are having kusala karma. Now as you are saying just now, you don't have kusala citta with respect to morality. So this samavacha, samakamanta, samajiva, they will arise only when you are encountered with the situation to commit them, and you avoid from them. So, if you observe the morality, now when the mosquito bites you, there will be the test for you. So if the mosquito bites you very hardly, if you try to smash it, your precept is gone then. So as when you try to smash it, you have to remember, I keep my precept, so I cannot smash it. So you let it go. So at that time, you get samakamanta in your mind. You acquire the merit. And samajiva, please read. The right livelihood means abstaining from a livelihood that brings harm to other beings, such as trading in arms, living beings, intoxicating drink and poison, as well as slaughtering, fishing, soldiering, deceit, treachery, soothsaying, trickery, etc. So all these are mitcha jiva, we say. Mitcha ajiva is the wrong livelihood. So your livelihood must be pure. So it should be harmless. Harmless to anyone. It should not bring any harm to any living being. That is samma-ajiva, samma-ajiva. So if you trade in arms or poison, so these arms and poison may hurt others. No, they will harm others, so it is not good. So you should not trade, not like selling and buying the living animals, including human beings. You should not do that. No, it is improper. And of course, no, like the drinks and drugs. So since they bring bad to the people, so you should avoid that also. So no, when we perform that samma ajiva, you actually to abstain from the three immoral actions and the four immoral speeches, no, in earning your living. So no, you should avoid them. Only then we say it is samma ajiva. So some people would say, oh, in selling, buying, you have to tell a little lie. Only then you can sell this thing. You make more profit. But if you to keep your livelihood pure, you don't do that. So remember, honesty is the best policy. No, honesty is the best policy. Don't lie. Don't lie in any places. Okay, then we can go to the next two Siddha seekers. We call Appamannya Siddha seeker. No, Appamannya means illimitable. No, illimitable means unlimited, no, unrestricted, infinite, in other words. No, Appamannya means infinite, no, infinite. Now, in first respect, you just read on. Karuna, we say it is compassion. Mudita is sympathetic joy. Now, there are four illimitable or boundless states. So we also call them boundless states. Now, to mention them in the order, they are usually practiced. They are metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion, mudita, sympathetic joy, and upekkha, equanimity. So these four sublime qualities, they are also known as the illimitable or the boundless states, not the boundless states. Now, when we practice them, I think you better go to the next page. No? The first paragraph on page 86 is good. That describes briefly how, no, we practice them, and by that you can differentiate them. Now, we can read the first paragraph on page 86. Now, in practicing loving kindness, we meditate, may all be happy. In cultivating compassion, we meditate, may all be free from miseries. For exercising mudita, we rejoice on the prosperity of beings and meditate, may their gain be with them for a long time. In practicing upekkha, we maintain a balanced mind and meditate. All beings are as they are conditioned by their karma. Now, you are not familiar with mitra bhavana. Mitra bhavana, radiating loving kindness. So, you begin with yourself. May I be free from danger. May I be free from mental suffering. And may I be free from bodily suffering. And may I be well and happy always. Then you begin with others. Now, may all beings be free from danger. May all beings be free from mental suffering, bodily suffering. And may they be well and happy always. So that's the way we do the mitra. So in you developing mitra, you don't differentiate the, you can develop mitra in a single person. In you, or in your brother, in your mother, in your teacher. So you can just concentrate on that person. May this person be free from danger. May this person be happy and well all the time. So you can just focus your attention on one. Or you can focus your attention on infinite number of people. May all beings in the whole universe. So the number is infinite here. No, may all beings in the finite be happy, no, happy and well. So that's why we go the apamanya, no, illimitable, unlimited. No, you can reduce this meter to unlimited person, infinite number of person. So you do the same thing with karuna, compassion. So when you develop when you think that all people are, you know, in the realm of rebirth, in the realm of misery, so actually all people are miserable in that sense. No? So you can, you know, focus your attention to a one miserable person, or like, you know, your teacher is sick, so you develop compassion towards them. No? May this misery or this pain, the suffering, not be, you know, be gone away. Maybe when you think that all people are, you know, in the realm of rebirth, in the realm of misery, so actually all people are miserable in that sense. You know? So you can, you know, focus your attention to a one miserable person, or like, you know, your teacher is sick, so you develop compassion towards them. No, may this misery or this pain, the suffering, not be, no, be gone away. May be free from this pain and suffering. So in that case, no, you are developing the compassion. So again, here you can, no, you can focus just on one person, or you can focus on all beings in the universe. May all beings be free from their misery. No, so in that case, we do the compassion. Now the, no, the mudita, the sympathetic joy, in that case you have to focus on those people who are prosperous. No, who are prosperous. So you say, oh, may their gain be with them, no, for always, for all the time. So in that case, you develop joy towards others, no, the prosperity. And you remember this Aisa, no, Aisa Macharya. So Aisa is the envy and jealousy. So when other people are prosperous, you feel jealous about them. So mudita is the opposite of that. No, opposite of that. So you feel happy. So it's good not to develop the mudita. Let all the people in the world be prosperous. No, it doesn't matter whether I'm poor. No, though I'm poor and all the other people are prosperous, they won't bother me. They don't steal my property, so I can live in peace. Very good. Okay, that equanimity. So we say, no, all beings are as they are conditioned by their karma. So in Pali we say, sabbe satta kamasaka. No, sabbe satta kamasaka. So whoever you come across, whether they are miserable or they are prosperous, it's just as their karma conditioned them to be. So keep your mind balanced, no, at equanimity, and you develop it. So these are the four sublime qualities, no, that you can develop. So all these qualities, no, they exist in you. So you can develop them. No, you can develop them. So it is very good. So they are going to have, no, the summit, the conference, like, no, very soon, they say. And the summit is for, no, having richer lives, they say. So to have richer lives, no, would be, your life would be rich if you can develop this good quality. So you will be rich only when you can develop this good quality. And we say, no, the seven, there are seven qualities for upright person. Seven qualities for upright person. Now, the seven qualities for upright persons are what? Saddha. No, saddha, sati, thiri, uttapa. So these are, no, the four qualities. And then we also include, no, viriya. No, viriya. So, no, this viriya. So you get five now. Then you add sutta panya. No, you add sutta as knowledge. Now you are trying to acquire the Dhamma knowledge. That is sutta. No, sutta is Dhamma knowledge. Then you developed wisdom. Now, panya is the wisdom. We come to that now. So on 87 is panyendriya. No, panyendriya. So panyendriya. No, is usually we call it panya. And here actually it is a combination of two words, panya and indriya. Panya is wisdom or insight. And indriya is the controlling faculty. So we can read, panyendriya has the control over the understanding of things as they really are. That is, in the light of a nature impermanence, dukkha, suffering, and anatta, not self. Because it overcomes ignorance, it is called a moha, non-delusion, or wisdom. Because it can remove the veil of moha from clouding men's mental eyes, and throws away the darkness cast by moha avijja, it is called vijja, higher knowledge. Panyendriya is normally called panya cetasika. In Abhidhamma, panya, jnana, amoha are synonymous. Amoha is one of the three moral rules. As one of the four means of accomplishing one's end, ajipada, panya takes the name of vimamsa, analytical wisdom. So, if you know this much, it's quite good. So we say this panya is the wisdom. No, this wisdom means to see things in their true nature. No, you have to see in the true respect. So and then we can say it is a wisdom or the insight, not the superficial knowledge. So what you learn in university, they will be included in sutta, not the wisdom. So you gain wisdom now when you study Abhidhamma. So this panya means the knowledge of the ultimate reality. So when you are having the chance to study Abhidhamma, now you have the chance to develop the wisdom. Because only this knowledge can help you to purify your mind from all defilement. No other knowledge can do that. So this is the higher knowledge, you might say. So it is the opposite of moha. When we say moha, it's ignorance of the reality. So panya is the awareness or understanding the reality. We say moha prevents you to know the real nature of sense object. When you come across a sense object, so you don't know their real nature. So when you come to panya, it knows the real nature of the sense object. So it knows that our body is made up of nama and rupa. And this nama and rupa has the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, and asupa that we explained yesterday. So when you come to in meditation and you develop the insight, that is the wisdom panya, is developed there. So when you can develop this panya to the highest level, that is megha jnana and phala jnana, the first wisdom and the fusion wisdom, then you can eliminate, eradicate all defilement. So this panya is very, 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 very powerful, very powerful. So it can eliminate, eradicate all the akusala cetasika from arising in the mind. So at that stage, your mind is totally pure. So you can enjoy the greatest bliss that we call nibbana. So the panya can be developed, so it becomes the megha jnana and phala jnana. Then you'll be the greatest man, and the most the noblemen, because arahat are included among the noblest persons. So we finish all the cetasikas now. So you have a very good the view from here. So there are 13 anya samana, which are subdivided into 7 sabba citta sadharana and the 6 pakinaga. Then we have 14 akusala, immoral chetasikas, which comprises 4 moha chatukka, 3 lobha 3, and 4 dosa chatukka, and the end 3. And we also have 25 beautiful chetasikas, we call sovana chetasika. So they consist of 19 sovana sadharana, 3 viriti, 2 apamanya, and 1 panya chetasika. Now, our next job is, you know, at the bottom of page 87, there you have association of each chetasika with different chaitya. So you are going to have, you know, a very good workshop. Very good workshop. Now you try to, you know, you have to try to see, you know, how each chetasika associates with the chaitya. So we give you some general guideline here. Oh, some general guidelines here, you please note them. Number one, the 7 sabba chaita sadharana. We also call them essential, no? Because it is essential to cognize each sense object. So these 7 chaita sika, they associate with all chaita. No? So you should take it for granted, you should know it. Number two, the 6 patinaga, we call them particulars. They associate with certain sovana and asovana chitta. They can associate with both sovana and asovana, but they don't associate with all. They associate only with those that they should associate. Number three, the 14 akusala chitta sika, not the immoral one, they will associate only with immoral chitta. And number four, the 4 akusala sadharana are linked with all immoral chaitya. So these 4, no, the moha chatukka, they are known as akusala sadharana. That means they associate with all akusala chaitya. Number 5, the 19 sodhana sadharanas are linked with all sodhana chaitya. That you also know here, this 19 sodhana sadharana, they associate with all sovana chaita. And number 6, the remaining 6 sovana chaita seekers, the beautiful ones, they will associate only with sovana chaita. Well, that's some general guideline. Now we go to each particular one now. So we use this table for that purpose. So in this table, you see the chaita seekers on the left-hand column. Now at the top of the table are the 89 or 121 chaita. 89 or 121. No, chaitas are given here. So you can compare the names of this chaita with the names of the chaitas in this chart. No, they are the same thing. So you start with here, no, the 54 kama vajra chaita. So the same thing here, 54 kama vajra chaita. And this 54 Kamavajra Chaita make up of 12 Akusala, 18 Ahituka, and 24 Kama Sobana. So you have the same things here. Now what are the 12 Akusala? They are 8 Lobha Mula, 2 Dosa Mula, and 2 Moha Mula. So the 2 Moha Mula are Vichikecha Sambhyutam and Ujjaccha Sambhyutam. So don't we differentiate here? No, we divide them because the association would be different here. Then you have the 18 Ahituka. So these 18 Ahituka, no, you remember last time we say you have, no, the 2 eye consciousness called Chakhu Vinyana Dwe, Sota Vinyana Dwe, Gana Vinyana Dwe, Jiva Vinyana Dwe, Kaya Vinyana Dwe. Well, you forget it? No? Just don't forget. So these 5 pairs of consciousness that are aware of the 5 senses, no, they are called Dvi Pancha Vinyana. You remember? No, at that time, I tried to emphasize it. No, we will call that the Dvi Pancha Vinyana. So Dvi means pair. Pancha means five, vijnana. So five pairs of these, no, consciousness. So you get the 10 consciousness here. Then you have the two sambadeshana and three santirana. No, two sambadeshana and three santirana. Then you have three ahetuka kriya, which are pancha dvara vachana, mano dvara vachana, and hasi upada. So you get them here. Pancha dvara vachana, mano dvara vachana, and hasi upada. Then we go to the 24 kama sobana. They comprise of 8 mahakusala, 8 mahavipaka, and 8 mahakriya. So we get the same things here. Then you go to the mahakata. No, these mahakata chaita. Now, the mahakata chaitas are 27. They are the jhana chaita. They comprise of 15 kama vachara, arupa vachara chaita, and the 12 arupa vachara chaita. Now, among the 27 chaita, how many are the first jhana? So, first jhana is here 1, 1, 1. You have 3 first jhana. Remember it? 3 second jhana, 3 third jhana, 3 fourth jhana, and 3 fifth jhana here. And the 12 arupa vajra are also included among the fifth jhana. So, how many fifth jhana do you have? 3 plus 12. 15. So we have here, no? First jhana 3, second jhana 3, third jhana 3, fourth jhana 3, and the fifth jhana 15. Okay? Now, you had the 8 Lokutra chaitas in brief, or 40, no? In the broad method, no? You have 40. So here also we have Lokutra 8, or Lokutra jhana 40. Now this 40 jhana can also be differentiated as here 4 first jhana and 4 first jhana. So you have 8 first jhana, 8 second jhana, 8 third jhana, 8 fourth jhana, and 8 fifth jhana. So you have the same things here. So these are the chaita. They are the same as here. Okay? Well, you have to see that. Now we can go. Now it is just reading the chat. No, so the Pandis, they have engagement, no, to go to the dana ceremony. They have to leave. Okay, let's go on. So, no, it is like you are reading the chat now. So if you understand, you can read it. No, so it is walk out for you. Everything is walk out here. So here you would say, Passa, Vedana, Sanya, and what are the rest? Pave, Sanke, Chetana, Ekagata, Jivitendriya, Manasikara. Now these 7 sabba chaita chaitasika, they associate with all the chaita, we say. So these 7 sabba chaita chaitasika, they associate with 89 chaitas in brief or 121 chaitas in broad total. No, you get that? So this reading is given, no, in your manual. So on page 88, no, that topic, union of anya samana chaitasika, we say. So the 7 sabba chaita sadharana associate with all chaita. No, that is the first line. Now the next line we come to vicheka. Now, no, vicheka, with which chaita Viteka associate. So from here you will see, now when you try to find out what are the chaita that associate with Viteka, first you should know the meaning of Viteka. So what is Viteka? Application of the mind, no, onto the sense object. Applying the mind towards the sense object. Now we say according to the table, Viteka, no, do not associate with the 10 dvipancha vijnana. And it associates with the remaining kama vajra chaita. So among the 54 kama vajra, 10 dvipancha vijnana should be, no, excluded. So you get 44. Then vicheka, you should understand, is a jhana factor. No, vicheka is a jhana factor, and it associates only with the first jhana. No, so you should know here, these are the jhana chaita, no, Lokiya jhana chaita, and also the Lokottara jhana chaita. So in this jhana chaita, we get the word associate only with the first jhana. So how many first jhana? 3 here, 8 here, there are 11 first jhana. So how many number do you get? 44 plus 11, 55. So you can work up like that. And you should know the reason why we check that do not associate with the 10 dvipanca vijnana. No? Like the dvipanca vijnana, they are the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, etc. So why do they, no, Vitagga does not associate with this chaita. Now remember the arising of eye consciousness. We say a visible object, when you're looking at me, my, no, my appearance, my visible object strikes your eye. No, then eye consciousness arises because of the striking. No, it arises. As soon as it arises, these 7 sabba chaita chetasika also arise together. Now, no, it arrives at the point of contact of the sense object with the eye. No? So the chitta arises at that point. So the pasa here, it will bring in contact, no? The contact between the chitta and the sense object, because they are together there. So pasa can make them to be in contact. Sense pasa already make them to be in contact, you don't need vitakka anymore to apply the mind towards the sense object. Since the chitta, chitta-sika and the sense object are together, they already meet, so you don't need vitakka to apply the mind towards the sense object. The same thing with ear consciousness, nose consciousness, the same thing. So that's the reason why vitakka do not associate, no, with the 10 dvipanca vijnana. So the way you read, no, you can look at number 2 here on page 88, please read. Vitakka associated with 55 chaitas, comprising 44 kama chaitas, the 10 dvipanca vijnana being accepted, and 11 first jhana chaita. Now, if you know the way, you know, to read, then you can read, try to read from this table. No? Okay, let's try to read. Vitakka associates with 55 chaita, comprising 44 kama vajra chaita, excluding the 10 dvipanca vijnana, plus the 11 first jhana chaita. Now, if you know that, you can proceed with the next one. Now, we say, vitakka is the forerunner, vichara is the follower. So this vichara, it associates with all the chaita that associate with vitakka. And vichara is also a jhana factor. And as a jhana factor, it associates, no, up to the second jhana, right? It associates with the first jhana and also with the second jhana, vichara. Only when you get to the third jhana, you eliminate vichara. No? So you add 11 second jhana. So you get the number 66. Okay, let's read for that from here. Without looking at the book now. No? It's alright, you can read. Okay. Vichara associates with 66 chaita, comprising 44 kama vajra chaita, excluding the 10 dvipanca vijnana, and 11 first jhana chaita, and 11 second jhana chaita. So you get 2 now. Now we can go with adimokkha. Adimokkha is making the decision. No, it is making the decision whether the sense object is good or bad. So, no, adimokkha, we look at the chaita that it does not associate. No, the number is less, so it is better to note it, to remember it. If you know the chaita to be excluded, then you know the figure that associated with it. So, no, the Adimokkha do not associate with the Vijikecha, Samyutta, Chaita. Now, why? Vijikecha is you are having doubt. No, you are having doubt about this subject, about this sense object. When you are having doubt, no, so you are wavering. You can make, you cannot make a decision. So that's why Adimokkha do not associate with the Vijikecha, Samyutta, Chaita. And also, it does not associate with the 10 Dvipancha Vijnana. No? Why, you might say? Now, when the sense object strikes the eye, we say eye consciousness arises. It arises just for a very short moment. It arises and it dissolves. So, this eye consciousness, just aware of the sense object. No? It sees the sense object. No? It sees and it takes notice of the sense object. But just that, it cannot decide at that stage whether this sense object is good or bad. No, you cannot decide. So, Adimokkha, do not associate with the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, etc. So, you exclude how many? 11. 10 plus 1, 11. So, it will associate with the remaining chitta. So, you subtract 11 from 89, you get 78. If you subtract 11 from 121, you get 110. Now, Adimokkha is not a jhana factor. So it is not a jhana factor. You can say the asthitas associate with them in two ways, both in the brief method and in the broad method. So you can say two ways. When they are the jhana factors, like in Hebrew, we have to take only the Logutra, not the 40 Logutra jhana chitta. So you don't consider about the 8 Logutra chittas here when they are the jhana factor. So in that case, we show only one number here. That is the prop method. No? Okay. Now let's read about the Adimokkha. Adimokkha associates with 78 chitters in brief, or 110 chitters in broad total, excluding Vijikecha, Samyutta, Chaita, and 10 Dvipancha Vijnana. Okay, let's go to the next one. Virya associates with 73 chitters in brief and 103 chitters in broad total, excluding now these 16 chitta that you can read from here, excluding 10 Dvipancha Vijnana, 2 Sampadeshana chitta, 3 Santirana chitta, and 1 Pancha Dwara Vachana chitta. So Virya do not associate with these 16 chitta, which are Ahetuka, or in other words, they are Vipaka. No, most of these chaitas are vipaka chaitas and kariya, functional chaita. These vipaka chaita, they arise because of karma. No? On account of karma, they arise. They don't need your effort. No, they don't need your effort for them to arise. So virya need not associate with them. The same thing with the pancha dwaravana, it is just kariya, so functional. It arises as it is required. So again here, it does not need your effort. So, you exclude 16, you get 73 or 105. Then we can go to piti. No, piti, joy, rapture. So this piti will associate with somanasa chitta. Now, when you get to the somanasa chitta, we say they are associated or accompanied with joy. No, accompanied with joy. So, how many somanasa chaitas do you have? So, the piti will associate with them. Now, among the lopa mula, you have 4 somanasa. So, we say here, lopa mula, no? Somanasa chaita, 4 of them you have to take. Then, where do you have the somanasa? In the santirana. No? Here you have 4, and you have here santirana 1. And then you have ha si tu bada here 1. So you just put in here. Sandirana Somanasa Cheja and Mahasi Tupada Cheja. Now when you come to the Kama Somana Cheja, Kama Somana, how many are Somanasa? You have four in Mahakusala, four in Mahavipaka, four in Mahakriya. So the total is 12. No, 12. So when you take the total, you say it is not 12. Kama Sovana Somanasa Chaita. No, you just call it like that, so that they include all the 12. So they are the Kama Sovana, 12 of them. So you get up to here, no, the Sovana Chaita. Then when you go to here, they are Mahakata, that is the Jhana Chaita. And Lokutra are also Jhana Chaita. And you take note, BT is a Jhana factor that associates up to the third Jhana. When you go to the fourth jhana, you have to eliminate piti. So piti will associate up with the third jhana. So here you have, no, in the jhana chaitas, you take up to the third jhana here, and the third jhana here. That means 11 first jhana, 11 second jhana, 11 third jhana, making the total 51. Okay, can you read it from this? Okay. You can do it, don't worry. No, you just say what I point you out, you just call them. So, PT associates with 51 chaita, comprising 4 lopa mula somanasa chaita, 1 santirana somanasa chaita, 1 Hasi Tupada Chaita, and Somanasa Chaita, 1 Santirana Somanasa Chaita, 1 Hasi Tupada Chaita, and 12 Kama Sobana Somanasa Chaita, and 11 First Jhana Chaita, 11 second jhana chaitas, and 11 the third jhana chaitas. So not difficult, no, it's quite easy. No, if you know the way to the chart, it's all right, you can just read. You can forget what is written here. No, you don't need to read. But when you read this, if you don't see it, then you cannot remember. So from here, if you know the reason why they associate in such and such chaita, then you can remember. No, after some reasoning, you can remember them. Then in the examination, you can answer. But we don't have examination anyway. Okay. Then we go to the next one, chanda. What is chanda? It's the wish or the desire. Not without attachment, meaning the wish or the desire. So chanda does not associate with the two moha mula chaita. So you can reason here. Vijikecha is having doubt. No, you are having wavering about that. Whether it's good or bad, you cannot decide. So you don't have the chanda there. And the udacha is restlessness. When your mind is restless, then you don't have any wish in that also. And all the 18 ahetuka chaita, in these, no chanda. No chanda. Because they are vipaka and kriya chaita. No, they arise as conditioned by the karma, or as by conditioned by the need there. So again, there it does not need the chanda there. So chanda, do not associate with the two moha mula and 18 ahituka. So you subtract 20 from the total number, you get 69 or 101. So this week, chanda associates with 69 chaitas in brief, or 101 chaitas in broad total, no, the including or comprising, no? Or you can say, no, the things you excluded. So you just say excluding the two moha mula chaitas and the 18 ahetuka chaita. So you find only this 6 to be a little difficult to remember. So for this, no, sabba chaita, they associate with all chaita. So you already know that. So actually when we appear for the examination, We try to remember the sixth number, 55, 66, 78, 73, 51, and 69. No, we try to remember that. Then we reason, how do you get 55? Why do we take a, no, associate only with 55 chitta? Then, no, you remember, you don't need vichaka in the 10 deep pancha vijnana. So you exclude that from the karma vachara chitta. You get 44 here. And vichaka, since it's a jhana factor, it associates with only the first jhana. That is 11 first jhana. So you get the number 55. So you reason like that, you can remember. No? But you are very lucky. We are not going to ask question like this. If I ask question, I will not get any response. So I better be. So I better be quiet. Now for the remaining one, it becomes very easy. Very easy. Now we go to the akusala chetasika. And we know akusala chetasika, they associate only with the 12 akusala chetas. So you don't have to worry with the remaining chetas. And again, no, the first group, the moha chetuka, we also call them akusala sadharana. That means they associate with all the 12 akusala chetas. So there is no, can be remembered very easily. And the lotri, no, the lobha group, they associate only with the 8 lobha mula chaita. So very easy. Now here, lobha will associate with all 8 lobha mula chaita, whereas dhiti associate, no, among the 8 lobha mula, you have 4 dhiti kata sambhuta, right? Now dhiti kata sambhuta means associated with dhiti. So 4 are associated with dhiti. And the remaining 4 are dechikata vipyuta, not associated with dechi. So if they are not associated with dechi, you can assume they associate with mana. No, mana and dechi do not associate with the same chitta, because the point of reasoning is different, we should say. No, the way they look at the sense object is different. In the dechi, no, you are thinking it is as I, it is a person, it is I. Now in the mana, you are not taking the attitude, oh, you are the best, no, you are, you know everything, so with the conceit there. So only when you have conceit, then mana will associate with those 4 dechikata, vipyuta, chaita. Then you go to the next group, we call dosa chitaka. All these 4, no, they associate only with these 2 dosa mula chaita. So very easy. Now when you come to Tina Major, they associate with the Sat-Sankharika Chaita. No? So here you have in Lopa Mula, how many Sat-Sankharika do you have? Half of them. Asangharika, Sat-Sankharika, Asangharika, Sat-Sankharika. So you have 4 Sat-Sankharika in Lopa Mula, and 1 Sat-Sankharika in Dosa Mula, altogether 5. So if you call them together, we say 5 akusala sat-sankharika chitta. So they associate only with this 5. And in the case of vijikecha, it associates only with vijikecha sambhayuta chitta. Just one. So, not difficult. Okay, can we read? No, let's read. So you must mention the name of the chetasika first. Moha ahirika anottaka uddaccha, or you can say, as we, you know, say here, that is on page 89 there, the union of akusala chetasika. So we call the 4 akusala sadharana first. No? The 4 akusala sadharana, namely moha, ahirika, anottaka and uddaccha, associate with all the 12 akusala chaita. So you can see that. Now let's look at the chart. You can read the rest. Lopha associates with 8 lopha mula chaita. Dechi associate with four, no, four Deitikata Sambayuta Lopa Mula Chaita. Deitikata Sambayuta Lopa Mula Chaita. Now let's go on with the next. Mana associate with four Deitikata Vipayuta. No, Deitikata Vipayuta Lopa Mula Chaita. And those are this group. How do you call? No, you call them the dosa chatuka, you can call them the dosa chatuka, namely dosa, eksa, matriya, and kukulcha, associate with the two dosa mula chaita. Chinamida associate with the five akusala sa sankharika chaita. And vijikacha associate with vijikacha Sambayuta Chaita. So, not difficult. No? So, let's go to the Sovana Chedasika. Remember the Sovana Chedasika. They associate with only Sovana Chaita. So, you exclude the two groups, that is Akusala and Ahituka. These 30 are called Asovana. Now, again, among these four groups, not these 19 Chedasika. Since you call them Sovana Sadharana, they associate with all the Sovana Chaita. So again, it's very easy. No? You can remember that. So, now when you come to the Viriti, remember this three Viriti. They are the third factor that belong to morality training. So, they are concerned with observing morality. Now, when you observe morality, what do you perform? You perform meritorious cheat. So, what chitta will arise at that time? Kusala chitta. No, Mahakusala chitta will arise at that time. So, they will associate with Mahakusala chitta. So, we say that they will associate with the Mahakusala chitta. But not always. No, they will associate sometimes here, we say, separately, sometimes separately. They don't associate together, and they don't always associate in Mahakusala Chaita. And as they are called the abstinents, they associate only when you abstain from killing. When you abstain from killing, at that time, Sama Kamanta will associate. But at that time, Sama Vacha, Sama Ajiva were not associated. It does not concern them. Now, it comes to lying. No, your face about to lie. Then you abstain from lying. So, when you abstain and lying, what will associate in that time? Sama Vacha, no, will associate with your mind. But not Sama Kamanta and Sama Ajiva. It does not have to do with that. Now, with the purpose of earning a livelihood, you abstain from killing, lying, etc. At that time, Sama Ajiva will associate with the mind. Now, not the other two. Okay? So they don't associate together. No, separately. And they associate only when you avoid. No, you avoid this immoral action. So they associate only sometime. So we say intermittently and separately. No, they associate with the eight Mahakusala Chaitas intermittently and separately. But they always associate together with the Lokuttara Chaita. Because when you come to the Lokuttara Chaita, the Lokuttara Chaitas are the Megha Chaitas and Phala Chaita. So we say all the eight perfectors associate with this Lokuttara Chaita. No, and when you get through the Lokuttara Chaita, then they are associated with all these eight path factors. So all these three also associate with the path, the path consciousness and fusion consciousness. So you can see it on page 89. So in the second topic there, union of Sovana Chedasika. So number one, you can read the 19 Sovana Sadharana Chedasika associate with all the Sovana Chaitas, numbering 59 and read and 91 in broad total. The three Vidati Cheda figures, namely Samavacha, Samakamanta, and Samajiva, associate intermittently and individually with eight Mahavipaka Chetas and unfailingly and unitedly with eight Lokottara Chetas. So you understand now, okay? The same thing with the two Apamanya. No, the two Apamanya, Karuna and Mudita. So when you develop Karuna or Mudita, that means you are undertaking meditation. No, Karuna Bhavana, we say, and Mudita Bhavana, they are meditation. So meditation is also meditude as well. No, so at that time you will get the Mahakusala Chaita. So they will also associate with the eight Mahakusala Chaitas, just like before, intermittently and individually. Because Karuna will associate in the mind only when you develop, you are developing Karuna. No, when you are trying to reject Karuna, compassion towards the miserable people. At that time, Mudita will not associate with your mind. Now, Mudita will associate with the mind when you are doing the Mudita Bhavana. That is, you focus on prosperous being and wishing them their prosperity will remain with them always. So at that time, Mudita will associate with your mind, but not Karuna. So you can see, they associate only when you develop them. No, that is, sometime. And individually, they don't associate together because they take different subjects, we say. No, Karuna takes the miserable being, and Mudita, it takes the prosperous being as the subject. So one chaita cannot take two sense objects at the same time. Just like you cannot catch the two fish with one hand, not the same way. So they have to separate, no, associate separately. Then they also and arahats, they also do Karuna meditation and Mudita meditation. So during that time, Karuna and Mudita can also associate with them. And by the developing Karuna or Mudita meditation, you can develop four jhana, up to the fourth rupa vachara jhana, you can develop. So we say they also associate with the four jhana chaita. Now, when you doing the Karuna Bhavana, Karuna will associate with this jhana chaita. And when you do Mudita, Mudita will associate with them. You can attain only up to the fourth jhana, but not the fifth jhana. No, because the fifth jhana is upekha. And that upekha cannot associate with Karuna and Mudita. No, so, how many chaita total you have? 28. So Karuna and Mudita will associate up to 28 chaita. Now what are they? They will associate, like we say here, the intermittently and individually with how many? With eight Mahakusala chaita, eight Mahakriya chaita, and 12, 12 Mahakata chaita, we can say. 12 Mahakata chaita, excluding the fifth jhana, the fifth jhana. So total 28. So you can read there, number 3 in your book. The two Apamanya Cheta Sika, namely Karuna and Mudita, associate intermittently and individually with 28 Chetas, comprising 8 Mahakusala Cheta, 8 Mahakriya Chetas, and 12 Mahakata Chaitas, excluding the 15 fifth jhana chaita. So we have 15 fifth jhana chaita. They are excluded. Now you get Panyendriya, the last one. So Panya, the wisdom. Now, the Panyendriya. Now we associate. Now you take the Sobhana Chaita, all these are Sobhana Chaita. Now among the Kama Sobhana Chaita, it will associate with the 12 jnana samyutta. So you go back here. Of the 24 kama sobhana, you have 8 mahakusala, 8 mahavipaka, 8 mahakriya. And among the eight Mahakusala, four are Jnana Samyutta and four are Jnana Vaipyutta. So the same thing which here and here. No, so all together, how many Jnana Samyutta you have? Four, 12. So we say 12 Kama Sogana Jnana Samyutta Chaita. No, so here you get the 12 Jnana Samyutta Chaita. Now, all the Mahagata Chaita, they are more exalted than Kama Chaita. So since they are more exalted than Kama Chaita, they must include the Panya. Now without Panya, you cannot develop the jhana. So you need the wisdom to develop the jhana. So they contain Panya. And again, the Lokottara Chaita, they are the most exalted Chaita. And the Samadhi actually represent Panya. So Panya also associate with them. So all together, 12 here, 27 here, now 12, 27, you get how many? 39, and you plus with 8, you get 47. Or if you combine with 40, you get 79. So how would you read the Panya Indriya? So Panya Indriya or Panya Chetasika associates with 47 chaitas comprising 12 Kama Sobhana Jnana Samyutta Chaita, 27 Mahagata Chaita, and the 8 Lokottara Chaita. So you get 47. So is that all right? No? It's all right with the chart? No? So it's all right with the way how to read them? So, but don't ask, no? Don't ask you. You won't be able to tell them. Now, after doing that, we shall do the reverse. We begin at 8:30 or 9:30, according to this watch. So can we go to the 11:30 to this watch? This watch a little faster, I think. Or should we stop here? Oh, should we do? I think we should do 2 hours, right? So we have 15 more minutes. Okay. So, but someone is not hungry yet. No? So it's better if we stay for 15 more minutes. If we become more hungry, we can eat more food then. No? Okay. So after knowing the association of chaitasika with different chaita, now we go, we'll do the reverse. Now we'll take each chaita and we will enumerate which chaitasika will associate with that chaita. So, no, it is very, very brain taxing, you might say, but not very difficult, actually. So we have the chart for that here. So we reverse this towards this chart. Now you can see, according to this chart, so we have the chaitas on the left hand side column and the chaitasikas on the top of here. So the chaitasikas are just like here. You have 13 Anya Samana chaitasikas comprising the 7 Sata Chaita Sadharana and the 6 Pakinaga, the 6 Pakinaga, just like here. And then you have the 14 Akusala chaitasikas comprising the 4 Moha Chatuka and 3 Lopa group, they are Lopa Diti Mana, and Dosa Chatuka, the 4 Dosa group, and Tinamita and Vijikecha, just like here. And in the number Sogana, you have 25, comprising 19 Sogana Sadharana, 3 Virati, 2 Apamanya, and Panya Indriya. Now among the chaitas, we shall take the 8 Lopa Mula chaitas first. So of the 8 Lopa Mula chaitas, 4 are Asankharika and 4 are Sasankharika. So we take the Asankharika first. Now, of the 8 Lopa Mula chaitas, we take the 4 Lopa Mula Asankharika chaitas first. So we call them Patama. Dutiya, Tatiya, Chaturtha, Chaita. That is the first, second, third, and fourth. So, Now we are going to see what Jesus seeker will associate with this first, no, lopa mula asankharika patama chitta. No, the first lopa mula chitta. So, if you try to enumerate the chitta seeker, you have to know the name of the chitta first. So, how do you call the name of the first two lopa mula chitta? You call somanasa sahakatam, techikata sambayutam, asankharikam ekam, sa sankharikam ekam. What's the meaning? What's the meaning? So when you say somanasa sahakatam, accompanied by joy, accompanied by joy. So it is accompanied by joy, you know piti is present. No, you know that piti is joy. So piti is present. So, no, among these 13 anyasamana chetasika, if piti is present, you can take all the 13 anyasamana chetasikas to be present. So only you have to worry about piti, whether it associates or not. So it is the somanasa. So you say you know piti is present. So all the 13 anyasamana chetasika will associate with that chetasika. Alright? Then what do you know from the name? The sovanasa sagatam, dechikata sambayutam. So, dechikata sambayutam means associated with dechi. So, you know, dechi, no, were associated with that chitta. And you, what do you know? Asankharika. No, asankharikam ekam. So, asankharika means spontaneous, no, unprompted. So, if it's unprompted, then, no, you can exclude tina meta. Because we say here, China Meta, they associate only with Akusala Sankharika Chaita. They don't, you know, associate with Asankharika Chaita. So you know it is Asankharika, no China Meta. No, it becomes morbid and inactive because of China Meta. In the spontaneous one, you don't need that. So you know, up to that. Now you can fill in that the Moha Chatuka will associate with all the 12 Akusala Chitta. As we have said here, the full Moha Chatuka, they associate with all the 12 Akusala Chitta. So you can take this for granted. And when you say it is Lopa Mula Chitta, you can also take Lopa to associate for granted, right? So you get the total number now. Now what are the Chitta seekers that associate with the first Lopa Mula Asangarika Chaita? What are they? No, altogether 19 Chaita seekers comprising 13 Anyasamana Chaita seekers. 4 Moha Chatuka and Lopa Dechi, and that amounts to 19. So you get it? So after that you can, you know, you can see your book, how to read them. Where do we get them? So, page 90, I think. Page 90, you get the title there, different combinations of chaita seekers with different chaitas. Then the next topic, concomitants of akusala chaita. No? So, you can go to number one there. The first lopa mula Asankharika Chaita is associated with 19 Chaita seekers, namely 13 Anyasamana Chaita seekers, 4 Akusala Sadharana Chaita seekers, Lopa and Dechi. So you can read that from here now. So please read. The first Lopa Mula Asankharika Chaita associated with 19 Chaita seekers, namely 4, you get to cut here, 13 Anyasamana Chaita seeker, 4, you can say Moha Chatuka Chaita seeker, or Akusala Sadharana Chaita seeker. They can have the same two names. So you can say Mohachitoka, Lotha, and Dhiti. Now when you go to the second Asankharika Chaita, you have to read the second pair. So what is the name of the second pair? Somanasa Sahakatam, Dechikata Vipyatam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sa Sankharikam Ekam. What is the difference between the first pair and the second pair? Dechikata Sambyutam, now you have Dechikata Vipyatam, not associated with Dechi. So you just, you cancel Dechi here. So if it does not contain Dechi, then you can assume mana is present. No? So instead of Dechi, you just change to mana, again you get 19, the same thing. So how would you read? The second, Lopa Mula Asankharika Chaita, associated with 19 Chaita seeker, namely 13 Anya Samana Chaita seeker. So Moha Chituka, Lopa and Mana. Now, when you go to the third, Lopa Mula, what do you get? The third Asankharika becomes the third pair, it contains the third pair. So instead of Somanasa, it becomes Upikha Sahagatam. Upikha Sahagatam, Dechikata Sambayutam, Asankharikam Ekam, Sasankharikam Ekam. Now, what's the meaning of Upikha Sahagatam? Accompanied with indifference, neutral feeling. So when you have neutral feeling, then that means no joy, no pity. So you subtract pity in this case. No? So you have 12 Anya Samana Chetasikas, with the exception of pity. Then the rest would be the same. Say, no, Dechi Gata Sambhyutam, Dechi would be present. And Moha Chituka and Lupa were associated just like that. So when you come to the next day, then you become Dechikata Vipyutam. So instead of Dechi, you change to Mana. So the number is 80, one less, because you are excluding Piti. No, you are excluding Piti. Okay, can you read? Let's read on for the third. Lopa Mula, the third. Lopa Mula Asankharika Chaita, associate with 18 Chaita seekers, namely 12 Anya Samana Chaita seekers with the exception of Piti. Then 4 Moha Chituka Chaita seekers, Lopa and Dechi. So you get 18. The next one, the fourth, Lopa Mula Asankharika Chaita, associate with 18 Chaita seekers, namely 12 Anya Samana with the exception of Piti. 4 Moha Chituka, Lopa and Mana. Now you can go to the 4 Sasankharika Lopa Mula Chaita. So the associations are the same as the Asankharika Chaita. You just add Chinna Meter. That makes the mind to be inactive because of Chinna Meter. So if you add Chinna Meter, 19 will become 21 and 18 will become 20. So we can read in the same way. Okay, will you please read? Lopa, we can say the first, not the first. Lopa Mula Sasankharika Chaita, associates with 21 Chaita seekers, namely, so you go over here again. 13 Anya Samana Chaita seekers, 4 Moha Chituka, Lopa, Dechi, and Chinna Meter. So you can go to the next one. The second, Lopa Mula Sasankharika Chaita, associates with 21 Chaita seekers, namely 12 or 13 Anya Samana Chaita seekers. Now you are going to the second one. 13 Anya Samana Chaita seekers, 4 Moha Chituka, Lopa and Mana and Chinna Meter. Then we can go to the third. The third, Lopa Mula Sasankharika Chaita, associates with 20 Chaita seekers, namely, so these are the third, 12 anya samana chetasikas with the exception of piti. 4 moha chituka, lupa, diti, and tina meta. Now the last one. The fourth, loka mula sa sankharika cheta, associates with 20 chetasikas, namely the 12 anya samana chetasikas with the exception of piti. 4 moha chituka, lupa, mana and tina meta. So, you can bog up, all right? So far, so good, I think. So, we can stop now. Okay. No? So, we'll meet at 2, right? So, we'll share merit only at the end of the last period today. Okay. No? Okay.